and it had a, that dug out where the hull was just a very thin hull, you see, and the sides and all. And you had to be very careful how you rode in it or you turn over. And if you didn't get in the middle of it, you couldn't sit in the back end of it because it sank with you.
Yes.
You had to kind of sit up in the middle part of it and paddle, use a paddle with it.
That's right.
Didn't use, you didn't oar with oar locks, you know.
Right.
D-line skiff had oar locks in it with oars sitting there. And you look at your face, objects and direction you were going. If I want to go that way, I face this way.
Right.
Reese and got it, you see.
Right. What'd your father do for a living?
My father farmed and then bought cotton. He was the first local cotton buyer in this country. Yeah, I don't know it. And his majesty here, Justice Peace. My father was a very resolute, dominant man that had the respect and the confidence of neighbors. They looked to Mr. for a lot of wise direction. Not that the other folks wasn't just as, but he just had a knack of getting people together.
Yes.
People pulled together.
Right.
Very much beloved. Niggers and white folks. Niggers were crazy about him. But he made them use the line. He made them stay. In that day and time, a nigger had his place. White man had his place. And nigger knew it and was satisfied. And was mad when tried to put him out of his place. He won't stay in his place. And that's where it ought to be now.
Do you ever have any, has there ever been any trouble around here with the...
Oh, yeah. The only trouble I had when I was a boy, I didn't have it. The only trouble I ever had around here as a boy was, when I was a boy, there was a nigger hung here by the citizens. You'd call it mobbed, I reckon it wasn't mobbed to it, they just got him and hung him. 7-8 men just took him and hung him. He tried to take advantage of a white woman, and that's something that absolutely they couldn't permit. And he, niggers knew it. Now I had an experience when I was, after I got on my first job, I was running a gin up here. I was a gin manager. I had an office building, a little office, running at night, and I had to have a night watchman, he carried a lantern, and he had clocks to punch, you know, certain stations, he had to punch those. And I'd check behind him the next day, see whether or not it's a certain hour he punched it, you know, in the tail. Anyway, that was a night watchman I had. One evening he came in, just right after dark. It was time for him, generous, still running a little, but going to shut down pretty soon. Came in my office, all blustered, and Mr. Bear hiding me. What's the matter? He said, I made a big mistake. He said, you know, every night, I've been going down here to Mr. Pierce's by that big tree in front of his house. And he said, you know, his cook, she's my outside woman. And she'd been bringing me my supper. And said, I went down there tonight, stand by that tree, and said, she come by me, she come out. Said, I just put my arm around her, and what I did, said, she squalled. And he said, 'twasn't her at all, it was Miss Lady, white lady, lived next door to see. Dark, he couldn't see her. And she was going home, she left next door and going on to her home. Well, of course, he said, I know they're going to be after me. I said, Mr. Pierce was the kind of man that